Fix it.
Fix it?
Hello?
Hello?
There's more music going on.
Okay. Right. Did I fix it?
Yeah, mine's really loud.
Alright, you gotta... No. Hello?
I would just take it down.
What? The volume?
Yeah.
No, but it has to be above the red line.
Oh my god, my volume.
Oh, you have... This is your volume.
Jesus.
You're turning mine up. Ow!
Ow!
Ow. Okay, mind. 1 second.
Okay, never mind. Let's
this is yours.
Ow.
This is... Are these...
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Okay, we got it.
Okay, I can't really hear myself.
Okay, that's why you have to turn yours up here.
Hello? Hello? I still can't hear
you. Fix it.
No, like, I'm not talking into the thing, I don't think.
No, just...
Can you hear me on...
No.
Well, then that, do you see the...
Then mic? Your mic's...
Is it mic 4?
Yeah, mic 4 is on.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Try again.
Hello, hello, hello. Try mic 3.
Mic 3. Up, hello.
Hello. Okay. Yeah, there we go. That's working.
Wow, that was 4 minutes of technical difficulties.
Rough. Okay, so...
you're listening to 91.5...
Anyone, can I do it?
Yeah.
This is So Fresh, So Fine with C139, and you're listening to 91.5 WFMO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we can't work the
this
soundboard
is
ever.
So Fresh, So Fine. I'd like to welcome all 5 of our listeners. if you have any requests, just let us know and we'll hook you up.
Okay, so tonight's theme of the show is Send Me Back Sunday. So
whoa.
We're gonna do a throwback of the early 2000s, you know, with some 2000
childhood
jams
hits,
and let you into our childhood and how we became the people we are today.
Yep,
we started off much better.
Why are you the way that you are?
Whatever.
Meme.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to take you through the steady decline of our personalities and looks.
Yeah. And I think we should do a section on what we ate, because I had some interesting food habits.
Okay. Yeah, so did I. So
okay,
we'll definitely include
we'll
that.
We'll definitely hit those on the nails. If you... if you're welcome to call in, tell a childhood story yourself.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Want to get into a potential breakup song?
Yeah, because everyone had an angsty stage.
Yeah.
Hit the track. Mic three?
Yep.
Is it working?
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah, you can hear me.
I can't.
Oh. Goddamn. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So, you were, like, very pressed on this, what you ate, so let's hear
it. Yeah, let's start with that. So, as a child, I had a steady diet of dinosaur chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Lots of ketchup. Like, more ketchup than you think one should have. There was a lot of ketchup. I put ketchup on everything. I ate ketchup. Probably the grossest thing I did, I ate ketchup with strawberries.
Ew, that's actually gross.
Yeah. Well, nothing compared to Tasha, but we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that later.
And then I ate a lot of mac and cheese and a lot of pasta.
Yeah.
So, like, carbs only. But, like, I remember, like, refusing to eat anything unless I could get dinosaur chicken nuggets.
Yeah. My best bud back home, T, every time I went, like, same thing. She would have dinosaur chicken nuggets, but with barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
And, like, do you know the smiley fries?
Oh,
and,
I love the smiley
like,
fries.
Like, that was her consistent meal. But, like, the big thing, I was, like, really picky when I was younger because I didn't eat fruit. I, like, didn't eat, like, things besides, like, I had, like, pasta every day. And I, like, two bowls of ice cream with an insane amount of sprinkles every day.
Yeah.
Like, I never went a day without eating ice cream. But one of my, like, picky things is, like, I loved getting Wendy's with my mom because, like, there was a Wendy's in my town. So I'd always be, like, after soccer practice or something like that, I'd be like, Mom, let's get Wendy's. But I didn't like a cheeseburger at the time. So I'd get a plain, and I didn't like lesser tomato, so I'd get, like, a plain burger. But I also didn't like the bun because I'd never tried the bun, like, to have the burger, the meat patty and the bun. So I would just get a plain meat patty from Wendy's. And as if it didn't have enough salt in the patty, I would order two. I would rub two salt packets into the meat patty and continue to eat that with my fries and milkshake. Which is why I'm going to die at a young age of, like, 35, but have like, the heart of, like, a 90-year-old.
Gigi will put salt on literally anything she eats.
I sometimes I just eat salt plain.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
I get your sodium, man.
But we mentioned our good friend Tasha's eating habits as a child. You should probably sit down for this if you aren't, like, already sitting.
I've heard so many stories of, like, gross things. Like, strawberries and ketchup, like, that's terrible.
That's,
like,
yeah.
Salt on a meat patty, that's disgusting. But
this is by far the grossest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Like, eating experience-wise.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, she would get chicken nuggets. Not dino chicken nuggets, just regular chicken nuggets. And they would be too hot, so she would dunk them in ice-cold water. She would dunk the warm chicken nuggets in ice-cold water.
And once she put them in the ice-cold water, they would be soggy.
They would be soggy.
So she didn't want to eat them. So she would take sugar and roll the chicken nuggets in sugar.
And then this is the kicker. So for context, you have a warm chicken nugget dunked in ice-cold water, rolled in sugar, dipped in vanilla pudding.
Yeah, she would then dip the cold, wet, sugary chicken nugget
in vanilla pudding.
And eat it.
Oh, it gets me every time.
Also, this was all done at a Chinese buffet that had chicken nuggets, sugar packets, and vanilla pudding.
And vanilla pudding.
So, like,
that's kind
disgusting.
Of Chinese restaurant.
And on that note.
And on that note, we're going to listen to a song called How Far We Come, because we've changed a lot since our childhood.
Now I eat the bun and cheese on my burgers. Emily still uses a lot of freaking ketchup.
Yeah, I love ketchup. It's got a special place in my heart. So let's see how far we've come.
Hello, hello, hello. the end of the world, but it's feeling just like every other morning before. Now I wonder what my life is gonna mean if it's gone. The cars are moving like a half a mile an hour, and I started staring at the passengers and waving goodbye. Can you tell me what was ever really special about me all this time? But I believe the world is burning to the ground. Oh well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far we've come. Let's see how far we've come. Well, I believe it all is coming to an end. Oh well, I guess we're gonna pretend. Let's see how far we've come. Let's see how far we've come. I think it turned 10 o'clock, but I don't really know. And I can't remember caring for an hour or so. Started crying and I couldn't stop myself. I started running, but there's nowhere to run to. I sat down on the street, took a look at myself. Say, where you going, man? You know the world is headed for hell. Say your goodbyes if you got someone you can say goodbye to.
So next we're going to talk about a vital point of every kid growing up, childhood crushes. My first crush was a boy named Maxwell in my preschool, and I was in love with Maxwell, of course. He was the dreamiest, blonde-haired, blue-eyed,
ooh,
like, five-year-old that you'll ever meet. I don't really know the age of preschool. Four or five?
Three.
I'm going to say four. Yeah, four. And then there was this stuff our teacher used to stick up posters. It was like little gummy, like, like sticky tape. Like,
yeah, don't like even blue tack? Or
yeah,
like,
blue tack. Okay. I think that's exactly what it was called. And we would love to take it and play with it because it was so, like, stretchy and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like,
yeah,
our preschool didn't have, like, Play-Doh and stuff like that. So, like, that was the closest thing we could get to it.
Right.
But, what is it? One day she was like, that's it. Who took all the blue tack? And for some reason, I'm pretty sure Maxwell took it, but he blamed me. And I was like,
oh no.
I was like, I will not be in love with no snitch.
Snitches get stitches. Is this the kid you punched?
No, this is not the kid I punched. That's a separate story. We'll get into that after the next song. But yeah, so Maxwell broke my heart and I got in trouble and he got away with the blue tack. And that was my first love story and heartbreak. Emily, how about you? Who was your first crush?
My first crush, I literally could not remember his name. He was probably one of, like, three boys in my preschool class, and he really liked Power Rangers. So I pretended that I really liked Power Rangers, but I didn't like Power Rangers. I never watched
Power Rangers. I loved Power Rangers.
I was watching other stuff, like Jimmy Neutron.
Also watched it.
Love Jimmy Neutron. And Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't remember his name. I just remember trying to change myself for him. Don't do that, kids.
We were so young.
We were so young.
So naive. Changing ourselves for a boy?
Men?
Who would do that?
Who would do that? That's so silly. We have 8 listeners right now.
Oh.
Oh.
Big day.
A lot of pressure. Yeah, so I don't remember his name. He's kind of irrelevant, but I did have a crush on Shang from Mulan.
Oh, nice. And also Simba.
Yes, Simba from Lion King. I'm trying to think about other... I don't know.
Yeah, I can't really think of any. But,
yeah.
Should I get into the punch story while you get the next song?
Yeah.
All right, so...
Well, I have... The story relates to the crush thing.
Oh, do you have...
The song.
Oh, okay, yeah, then Then, yeah, you play the song now.
Kiss Me.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because we all wanted our crushes to kiss us.
Maybe you did, but I wasn't...
Well, you didn't like Max.
I was pure in preschool.
Oh. Who didn't want a little peck? That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough. Hit the track.
Hit the track.
Barley, nightly, beside the green grass, swing.
whatever.
Oh, I'll get into the punch story.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Hello. So anyway, another story. I was like a super aggressive child. I'm a super aggressive person. Nothing's changed. I've got.
We lost a listener.
Oh, hate to see it. I get. What is it? I've gotten less aggressive, but I'm still so aggressive compared to your normal girl. Anyway, so I was in the basement at my neighbor's house, and he had a friend over. And, oh my God, I just realized there are multiple punching stories.
I'm not surprised.
I'm just going to get into this one, and then this one I'll make short, and then the other one will be better.
And then we also have to do our ad.
Yeah, of course. So, he called me stupid for something that I said that was really stupid, and I knew it was wrong, but I, like, was so, like, mad that he called me out on it.
Wait, I thought you were going to talk about the one where you punched him at
This one's gonna be quick.
So
basically I was so stubborn about being wrong that when he called me stupid for being wrong, which I was, I took him to the ground and punched him and like beat him up.
Gigi can take people to the ground. She's taken me to the ground three times.
I was also in like second grade and this boy was in like fourth grade. So, like, that's a huge difference
and
in growth.
Just for context, three times in, like, a matter of 5 minutes. Like, yeah. it was pretty quick.
But, yeah, so I beat him up and made him cry, and he asked to call his mom to pick him up. And then also in my younger years, there was a quiet room for, like, all the little kids at church. And my parents never, like, brought me little snacks to church or like toys because like you should be listening and paying attention. So there would be other little kids with their Cheerios and like trucks on the ground like having fun, and I'd be so upset that I had nothing to do and I had to sit there in church and listen to things that like I didn't understand because I couldn't read along with the thing, so I was just like, I don't know what's going on. And I would go up to like these boys or girls and I'd smile at them and like try to lure them in. And then just when they weren't expecting it and they were about to come over and like share their stuff with me, I'd punch them and take their Cheerios and toys at church. So, Catholic school, Catholic kid bully.
And, did you, repent your sins?
My, what? Sin?
Your sins.
Oh, no. Okay. Not for many years.
I guess my church story was I would always like lay under the pew and then I would like roll over like into other people's feet like in front of me. And then whenever like communion happened, I would always ask my mama how much longer mass would be. And like it's literally only like 5 minutes. Like every single time it's always 5 minutes. My mom would always be like, 2 more hours, honey. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
My family just always left after communion. We had like 5 minutes more to stay, but like my parents were like, we out. We got the bread and we going.
Yeah, we would always have to stay, and I would always sing along. I still know the words to a lot of church songs. So if you want me to sing one, maybe karaoke night.
Yeah, we'll do a church themed radio
church
show.
Karaoke night. With that in mind, let's talk about
I've got a PSA for you guys. I love these PSAs so much because they're so weird. This one's for order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org.
Let's do it.
Did you know you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's Vegetarian and Vegan Starter Kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer-lasting life. Oh, man, Emily. Anyway, it has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion loving friends here at WMFO. What the heck?
Gigi and I are very much carnivores.
Yeah. I eat like meat like
at least 3 times a day.
I want to say at every meal, but I have like 6 meals and people would just assume 3.
Yeah.
So I like meat like 6 to 7 times a day. But anyway.
What were you going to talk about?
I thought we already talked about.
Yeah, I thought
stuff.
We were going to jump into
Let's
next
jump
song.
Into next song.
I want to do
All the Small Things.
I don't want to do All the Small Things.
Okay. All Star.
Sure. Yeah.
Or
I'm kind of feeling Big Yellow Taxi.
I was just about to say that. This played in Carm this morning, and I was jamming.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I was dancing, and there were too many people in Carm for me to be dancing.
Yeah, definitely Big Yellow Taxi.
Hit the track.
Hit the track.
They paid paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise and put up a parking lot. They took all the trees and put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half to see them. Not now. You don't know what you got till it's gone. You'd be a paradise and put up a fucking lie. Hey, farmer, put away your DDT. I don't care about spots on my apples. Leave me the birds and the bees, please. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You'd be a paradise and put up a fucking. Green door swing, and a big yellow taxi took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be in paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, nah, nah, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be in paradise, put up a parking lot. Why not? They pay paradise to put up a parking lot. Hey, 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 pay paradise to put up a parking lot. I wanna give it, why you wanna give it, why you wanna give it,
That song was shorter than I expected it to be.
I know. We're just
not on top right
now. We're just jamming it.
It is still donation week, so.
Oh, yeah.
Or donation month or whatever it is.
So feel free to donate to WMFO.org.
I
know. We're not, so don't feel pressured.
definitely don't feel pressured, but
it would be cool. You got money laying around.
Just sauce a couple dollars.
Our way. It doesn't even go to us.
It really doesn't.
To the people that like actually like.
Do you think we get paid to do this?
No. Of course not.
Childhood.
Most embarrassing thing that happened to you that you can think of off the top of your head.
There's a lot of things. I don't remember, actually.
Really?
You think of something.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm trying to think. Third grade. My crush also... I had a lot of trouble with boys. And,
You had?
Yeah, anyway. in elementary school, I had a lot of problems with boys. In third grade, my crush threatened to tell people that I had a crush on him. And so I literally, like, did everything. He, like, I was like...
Oh, my God, you were his little bitch.
Yeah, I was literally this boy's bitch for a whole day. And then at the end of the day, I was like, you know what? Fine, tell people. And he was like... No, I can't do that. And I was like, but if you do, no, because then I was like, but if you do, I'll tell your mom. And then he was like, okay, no one will ever know. So more of a story, I was like really into bad boys
for a long time. Or you were a little manipulative.
Both.
And it be word.
Bad boys turned me cold.
Wow. What a story. I actually have a story, very embarrassing, but it's when I was older. This is seventh grade. Seventh grade, Emily, very awkward, uncomfortable.
That's still 2000s. We're cruising. We're still,
yeah, it's fine. It's acceptable. It wasn't 2000s. It was 2010.
Oh, 2010, yeah.
So Emily was very awkward and not cute and whatever, and Emily thought that it was a good idea to have a co-ed birthday party.
Oh, nice. How'd it go?
No boys went to my co-ed birthday party.
Oh, no.
It was a stab to my self-esteem.
Oh, my God. Speaking of co-ed... Oh, that's amazing. So, speaking of co-ed birthday parties, my friend Jules had, like, a big, like... And, like, from fourth to sixth grade, every year she had, like, a big co-ed party at her house. And, like, all the guys and girls would be... It'd be at the pool, and she had, like, a summer birthday. So, we'd all be in bathing suits.
Oh,
so we'd be like,
no.
Oh, my God. So, all this, everyone would be, like, hanging out. And in sixth grade, this is, like... It was fifth or sixth grade, and it was the time of the Kanye West shutter shades.
Oh, what a period of time.
And at the flea market, I got a pair of shutter shades. Like, you know how, like, their shutter shades are, like, just, like, line, and then right. There's space in between?
Right.
I got ones that were actual sunglasses behind the space.
Oh, so you, like, just can't see anything.
No, you could see, but, like, basically they were just, like, I was a stunner in them.
Okay.
It was, like, it's, like, where did you get those? And I was so proud of them. And I was watching MTV, and it was, like a summer party, and all the girls and guys were wearing, like, sunglasses in the pool. And I was like, oh, my God, that's what I want to be. I want to be, like, a Miami.
I want to wear sunglasses in a pool.
But the problem was, when they were wearing sunglasses, it was daytime. And Jules' birthday party was at night. So it wasn't embarrassing at the time. But, like, I was standing. I was, like, actually swimming with Kanye West shutter shades on at nighttime.
That's amazing.
I felt on top of the world, but now looking back, I just want to like push myself in the pool.
Speaking of pool parties, I didn't wear a two-piece until like freshman year of high school, so that was a struggle.
Yeah, I wore tankinis for a long time.
I had a long tankini period. You hate to hear it.
Honestly, let's bring the tankini back.
Let's destigmatize the tankini.
The freshman 15, I could go for a tankini.
I could go for a nice tankini. So we have, let's song, or do you want to talk
more? Yeah, let's
more?
Do song. I felt like we talked enough.
We talked enough.
Uh, 1985?
Yeah, that's classic. Enjoy, hit the track, blah, 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 blah.
Turned 24, only been with one man. What happened to her plan? She was gonna be an actress, she was gonna be a star. She was gonna shake her ass on the hood of Whitesnake's car. Her yellow SUV is now the enemy. Looks at her average life, and nothing has been alright since Bruce Springsteen, Madonna. Way before Nirvana, there was U2 and Blondie. Every line, Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, even St. Elmo's Fire. She rocked out to Wham, not a big Limp Bizkit fan. Thought she'd get a hand on a member of Duran Duran. Where's the mini skirt made of snake skin? And who's the other guy that's singing in Van Halen? When did reality become TV? Whatever happened to sitcoms, game shows? And bring back Springsteen, Madonna. Way before Nirvana, there was U2 and Blondie. And music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still preoccupied. 1985, Springsteen, Madonna. Way before Nirvana, there was U2 and Blondie. And music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still preoccupied. 1985.
It's funny because we didn't grow up in 1985.
Yeah.
It's... Haha.
Do you want to tell your story?
Yeah, so we're going to continue with embarrassing stories. Which one do you want me to tell?
Short.
Okay. So I was at the dinner table one night. My family and I had dinner every single night together. Family bonding, you know, what else? And I was at the dinner table drinking my glass of milk, you know, and I was like, wow, I have a fart to let out. I'm going to do it. Like, I got to let it out, you know, because I'm pretty open. I fart a lot of places. And it was more than a fart. And it was a little wet, maybe, I would say. And I ran out. And I said, I gotta go. And then I ran out. And they're like, what happened? And I was like, I just pooped my pants. And then I ran upstairs and I cleaned myself up.
Love it. Similarly, I have another story, and it also relates back to Maxwell. And I'm really how impactful Maxwell's was on me growing up as a person. But anyway, so I really had to go to the bathroom in preschool.
Okay.
But the teacher wouldn't let me go because, like, it was a Catholic preschool, so we were, like, praying or doing something like that. And then she's like, can I wait, like, till after prayer? And I was like, okay, fine, like, whatever. And so I waited until after prayer, and then she was like, okay, I'll just wait until, like, the teacher, like, comes to take you to the bathroom.
We lost a listener.
Oh, dang it. I was like...
It was like, the shard.
Yeah. And I was like, no, I have to go now. And she was like, okay, do you know where it is? And I was like, yes, I know where the bathroom is. But for some reason on that day, do you guys know of Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
And how there's the cows?
Yes.
Has the cow, like, ever been to an event? Like a
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So for some reason, the Chick-fil-A cow was at my preschool.
There's no reason why that should happen.
He was waiting outside of, like, the bathroom. And when I turned the corner, the Chick-fil-A cow was there. And being, like, the preschooler, like, just, like, anyone, I was not expecting it. But I was also, like, a little scared of, like, costumes, like, people back then. So I peed myself, like, right outside the bathroom because the Chick-fil-A cow scared me. And I, like, walked back in, and Maxwell pointed out to the classroom that I peed myself, and I cried because I let down Maxwell. I hope Maxwell's listening to this. I want to find out his last name.
Wow, great story. I have another story I'm going to tell, and then we might play some music. We might not. I have no plans. So this is a story with my sister. For context, I looked up to my sister a lot growing up, and she hated me and essentially bullied me, which is fine. I've gotten over it since then, and we're friends now, of course. But we were at a vacation at the Outer Banks, and we were at a motel in Ocracoke. And this motel had, like, levels of buildings, like, of, like, porches that you could access. And it was sunset, and I was looking at the sunset, admiring sunset, as I always do. And my sister convinced me that if I went to the balcony below, it would be a better view of the sunset. So listening to literally anything my sister said, I was like, yeah, sure, perfect. I'll be down there. And then once I got down there, I was right below her, and she spit on my head. It's a great sister.
That note, want to get into the next one?
Yeah.
All right, how about...
Okay, well, you decide I'm going to tell another quick story. Wait. So, by my house, there's the Mormon temple. It's like a national Mormon temple.
Oh, it's actually beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Here's the thing. When you see the Mormon temple, you think it's Disneyland.
You can Google it. I actually thought it was a Muslim mosque.
No, well, okay, but when you're a kid. When you're a kid, you're like, wow, it's Disney World. Like, whoa, cool. It's a castle. If you look up the, like, Eastern Mormon temple, you'll find it. My sister convinced me that it was a raisin factory. And I believed it until I was too old to believe it. And I guess it's more of a local story, like, you have to be from where I'm from, but it was pretty ridiculous what I believed my sister
crazy
told me.
Want to get into 100 years?
Yeah. So, hit the track, I guess.
Yeah, hit the track.
Yeah.
You gotta play it.
years to live.
We're back.
All right. So it'll like perfectly time us out after the story. Also, so thank you for listening. This is So Fresh, So Fine with C139. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
It's also an educational radio.
Yeah. But yeah, so the last story is like not that much of a story. Yeah, it is. Okay.
It's
so,
an era.
When I was in like fourth or third grade, I was at the fair with my cousins and my family, like my nuclear family. And they were all talking, and my brother brings up Nostradamus and 2012. And I was like, what is that? And like, oh, like, you know how the world's gonna end in 2012 with the Mayan calendar, this guy Nostradamus. I was like, that's a joke, right? And like, no, like, and even my parents were like, yeah, like, there's like this big thing, like, that the world will end in 2012. And it was like one of those things where it's like, yes, it's not true, but people were also like,
people were like kind of serious about it.
People like were serious, and people like didn't know what to do about it, because like, they were like, you know, a lot of the like signs are pointing to the world's ending in 2012. So my mom was like, yeah, like it was a thing. It wasn't like, don't worry, Gigi, you're fine. Like, they didn't really help soothe the nerves. So for like about the rest of that year, every like once a week or something, I like the fact that like I only had like 3 or 4 more years of living would like pop into my head, and I would just break down, and I'd go to my parents and I'm like, we're all gonna die soon. And they'd be like, why did we ever tell her this? And then freaking 2012 came and nothing happened, and I was like, all those years and all those tears wasted.
The years and the tears. Oh my, that's amazing. That was the the phase of YOLO. Because of 2012.
Yeah, 2012.
That started YOLO.
Yeah.
Well, like, kind Drake of. Started YOLO, yeah. But... That was a good era.
Yeah, the great YOLO era. I'm still in the YOLO era. But, yeah, so 2012 really freaked me out. So,
But I remember, like, December 12, 2012, just, like, living that day. You're, like...
It wasn't 12. It was, like, the 21st.
It was the 21st. It was, like...
It was also my friend's birthday. Like, my really good friend's birthday. And I was just, like... that day, I just remember I was like, you know what? If the world ends, I'm ready.
Yeah, she...
Like, I was...
You sounded prepared.
Yeah, I was, like... I was just, like, I was prepared to go.
Did you do any, physical preparations? Did you buy any, like...
No, we didn't do any... Because, well, first of all, we have a storage cellar, so, like, if it did happen, like, we have food and stuff like that, like, that we could have survived. But, like, I was, like, with my friends. I was, like... It was ninth grade. I felt invincible. I was a high schooler. Right. I was, like, take me. Like...
take me now.
So, yeah. We should play the song.
Yeah, we should play the song. We don't.
Yeah, I mean, you have to do that.
This is a song. It's a hit. Thanks for listening.
It's not from the olden days, but it's relevant to the recent conversation.
It's old enough. Okay, hit the track.
Jay Sean.
2-0-1-2.
Nicki Minaj.
Forget today, it's all about tonight. Act a fool and start a riot, but riot be a rebel.
Bottles pop until we can't stand. We keep it rocking till 6 a.m. New York to London, over to Japan. Turn it up, mash it up. We're gonna party like.
Sick flow, inundated with the doc pills. Work hard, now we know how to top bills. In the middle of the street doing cartwheels. A lot of them try to do it, but it's not real. Wasn't a rapper, then I could've got a pop deal. White curls and the hot pink Hot Wheels. A lot of bottles and a lot of fruity cocktails. Days of our lives. You wink and go.